You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I can't believe it's Friday again. You guys probably know what that means, though. Another segment of Friday Features. And of course, before we get into that, I want to thank today's sponsor, the one and only DistroKid. Now, if you work on music or collaborate with others on music and you're not using DistroKid, you're totally missing out. DistroKid will get your songs, albums, EPs, you name it, on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, pretty much any platform you can think of. They'll also provide you with tools that'll help you reach a larger audience, help you time your releases, and so much more. And the best part about DistroKid is any money that you and your collaborators earn from streaming goes straight to you. That's right. Any penny you earn goes straight to you, and they do not take a cut. All you have to do is pay your annual membership fee, which, don't worry, it's completely affordable. And lucky for you, I have a discount code that will get you 7% off your first year's membership. All you have to do is type in distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra, or go on my link tree and you'll find the link there and you'll get the discount. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Go sign up for DistroKid, make all of the money that you earn from streaming, reach a larger audience, get that verified artist page on Spotify. Now back to today's Friday feature. Today we're chatting with Gavin Haley. He's opening up about his brand new album, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, Dream Collaborations, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Gavin, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What have you been up to lately?
I've been taking care of my five beautiful plants in my house. I got a new one recently that was dead. It was at a shoot that I was doing. I brought all these plants to the shoot. I was like, what are y'all going to do with these after? Like, some of them were keeping. I'm like, what? So I took it upon myself to save this one, and it brought it back from the dead, and it's a really good feeling. Other than that, I put out my album. That's about it, though.
Just casual, saving some plants, putting out the album. Got to chat about that. I got to try to get into plants. I have a cactus. It's been alive for a few years. I guess that counts for something.
That's actually tough because cactuses are tough to know when you're supposed to water them. So props. I feel like plants are very hard to take care of. I've had so many plants die in the past. If I'm not taking care of my plants, I'm not taking care of myself. I know that for a fact. I don't know. I'm getting too deep too fast here, but it's almost like a self-help type thing. It's almost like doing the dishes, or it's just another routine, and it's nice to have life in your house.
Yeah, it's a way to gauge where you're at mentally, honestly. Like, is my plant alive or dead? That's my soul right now. But anyway, we're going to go on about plants for a little too long. So why don't we talk about the album that you just released? Because I know that the fans are loving it. It literally just came out like a week ago. So love the title, totally relatable. I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, totally torn up, a vibe. We love that. How long were you working on that album, you know, writing and recording before you released it and shared it with fans?
Well, I was in recording sessions for the better part of a year, but I really started the concept and ideas for the project a bit sooner than that. I think what this album was unique was a lot of the world was shut down when I started making it. So I spent a lot of time just with family or in areas I hadn't been in years. I had just more time to myself and my instrument. So I think that was, I want to say, ending 2020. And then I started recording this early spring of 2021. And the whole process just took like the better, pretty much my entire year last year. And then a good part of this year, you know. So almost 2 years. But it's definitely the longest project I've ever sat with up to this point. So it feels nice to have it out in the world.
Yeah, I know. It definitely is crazy hearing the backstory of how long people were working on projects or kind of putting them on hold because of the pandemic. So I was wondering, you know, when it all started, the process. But yeah, 2020, hate to hear that year. But again, it brought out some good projects from people, especially because everyone was just working on music. Were there any songs that you wrote on that project that didn't make it to the album that you're saving for maybe another project that you just didn't think fit into this one? Or did you get everything on here that, you know, you kind of recorded and worked on during that time?
That's a great question. I think that I got to the space where I had every song that I wanted to be on that album. But like oftentimes my biggest fight with myself is having so much music that I will never see the like light of day. I love creating and I really love this shit. Like I really love going to the studio and I love writing and collaborating with people. And yeah, we probably made a good 15 or 20 more songs that didn't make it on it, but that's just me obsessing over not feeling like I've done enough, or something that doesn't come to the light of the process of an album really for a listener is like, it's a lot easier to start something new than go back in and try and make something great. And that's like a balance I've had to like come to recently is you could spend 6 or 7 recordings, 8-10 sessions on a recording session. You can rewrite a verse, you can change a lyric, change a melody, add an instrument, try this, try that. And it can become like to the point where you're like, oh my God, I've just been living with this too long. And so it's just like easy to make a bunch of new songs. So there's definitely a lot of stuff and audio that I don't know if there will ever be like a deluxe version or what happens with this. But I will say the track list that I ended with, I was really confident with. And like feel like it told a story that I wanted to tell.
No, I 100% understand that. It's always so interesting to hear an artist puts out an album and then, you know, a year goes by, 2 years go by, they put out another album and they were like, hey, I actually recorded this while making the first album, but I really didn't feel like it fit. So now here it is. And people are crazy because they're like, oh, this must be about this relationship that just ended. And they're like, no, I wrote this years ago. So it's so crazy to hear like how many songs people record just for one album. And then sometimes they never even get released. So yeah, it always just blows my mind. So I love to ask that, you know, when I can. And kind of going off of that, you are telling a story with this album, but everybody that listens to a project obviously is taking away their own messages that connects to their own life, whether they realize it or not. For you, though, when you were writing this album, what did you want the listener to kind of take away from it? What was that major point or points that you were like, hey, I hope when someone listens to it, they feel this way or they understand that that's how I felt?
I hear what you're saying when it's like, people always take away like their piece of the project. And that's something that I do think about when I'm making stuff too. And I had this conversation with a friend the other day, was like, how much do you give away to where it's honest and personal, but still leave space for somebody to keep it as their own? You know, I think that's even more extreme in music videos. It's like you could tell a story so uniquely to your just it's just your story that people can't kind of break it down and make their own version of it. And I thought about that a little bit in the creation of this. But at the same time, I think that people can hear this and take away that I felt very lonely during this time of my life. I gave a lot of myself to situations and relationships, really trying to push through and understand people and communicate better. And that doesn't always go your way. You get to a place where you're sacrificing like your emotional well-being for trying to make something work. That's just not the vibe. And that was the key with this, was put like the listener in my head. I really feel that I just kind of gave the listener a day-to-day in my life for a little bit of time. And that was the goal with it. Sorry if I talk too much. I have trouble answering things without kind of going down the rabbit hole of my own brain.
No, I love it. People always apologize for that. They're like, I feel like I talk too much. And I'm like, no, please, please go on. I don't want it to just be me talking this whole time. So I love to hear what fans think too, you know, of a project when it comes out. I know this is your debut album, so this is like huge. Your first big project that people can listen to, take in, and kind of be like, okay, this is who Gavin is. This is what I'm taking away from it. It's telling a story like we talked about. And on here, there are definitely some serious fan favorites. From the feedback you've heard, has there been like an overwhelming fan favorite or one that people can't stop talking about? Or has it kind of just been all over the place where you're hearing people love one track over another and like vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's either Blue Hour or Drifting Away right now, which is I'm really happy about because those are two of my favorite songs on that. And then I would say another one is Nobody Else. That's getting a lot of love, which those are songs I loved originally too, you know, it's been very fulfilling and awesome to hear people's individual thoughts on it. And yeah, when I put out a project, if I get a bunch of people giving me different song titles, like as their favorite, I feel I get really excited by that, because it's like I want there not to just be one song, you know. As exciting as it is to like have a song that everybody knows, like I have never experienced that at the highest level, but I think it's always nice to just have people care about all your art. And yeah, that's kind of the feeling so far in the past week. It's been really nice.
That's so true. I always think about that. And I'm always weird because I like the song that no one likes on the albums. Everyone's like, here's my least favorite. And I'm like, that's my favorite. So it's cool and interesting to hear from like an artist's perspective the feedback they're hearing and what people love, and then the songs that they actually love the most that they've created. That's like a whole different world right there. So super interesting. Was there one song that like was super difficult to master and kind of finish, or did you kind of get through everything pretty much in the same time?
The flow of this album was in the best way, like effortless. And I don't mean that we didn't fight for songs or have days that we went back. But if I was trying new things, it was always because I just wanted to experiment what a different feeling would be like. I think with what you're explaining, the only session I could think of that was like that was probably the song Nobody Else. I went to like 3 or 4 different producers for that song, because a lot of these I just wrote on my guitar. And I want to keep that feeling. I want it to be its own thing. When someone hears my studio version of a song, I want them to like have their own experience with that. But also, like, I'm a singer-songwriter, and most of my songs I need to be able to stand alone on my guitar. So the problem I was having with that one, or not even the problem, the journey I got to have with that one, was trying to give it that lifted feeling, but also making sure that when I play that without a band and stuff, it still cuts across. Finally got able to do that. It took about 4 months though. I definitely lived with that one for a while.
Okay, yeah, 4 months, that's a long time. No one really understands how long it takes. It doesn't sound like it took forever, even if it's like the best song in the world. So I'm sure listening to the album, people are like, wow, all these tracks are great, but there's no person that I think is going to pick out a song and be like, yes, this one must have been the one that took forever. And when they do, it's usually not the one. I'm sure they'll be interested to hear that that one was the one that like really like kind of stumped you guys. So,
and that's what I meant. It's like, I don't ever think it's like, I don't know. It's just really a journey, because I don't feel like it's ever like a place of, oh, this doesn't sound fire, this doesn't sound good, as much as like, do I believe what we created? And like, that's definitely been where I've put my energy. The past 2 years of creating is, if you can write a song, there's somebody that can make it sound good. More than anything, and moving forward, like the end of this album process, it just made me very much invested in the production as much as the songwriting. I'm definitely interested in, like in the future, I will, more of my stuff is going to be just from myself in my bedroom. But it's like, there's just so many things you can try. And like, why wouldn't you try it, you know? And like, I think that comes with being with collaborators that are open and all trust each other. And it's just like not settling for something just because it sounds good, you know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, honestly. Because you never know what something can sound like unless you try it. Like, what if it had this? Or what if the verse, we tweaked it? Like, would that sound better? And then maybe you do it and you're like, it sounded better the first time. But why not at least try it and see what you like better? So I get what you mean, but you could do that forever.
Yeah, there's a balance with it for sure. Like that's personal to the artist. You have to know when you want to experiment something, and you also have to know when you call it. And I think there's a gut feeling in those moments, especially as a creator. You know when something is special and you shouldn't fuck with it. But yeah, I do agree with you, because I feel like some of my favorite artists, I'm like, damn, put out a fucking project. But then I'm like, I can imagine what they're going through, you know? It's like, you basically show people the raw sides of yourself every couple years. And, you know, that's not something that's light to think about.
Yeah, I feel that way every day with Rihanna. And I'm still waiting, girl. Doesn't seem like it's coming, but she claims there's something in the works. It's been going on for years.
Damn.
I can't even blame her. She just gave birth, but that's a whole different issue.
I'm so bad with what's going on in the world. I couldn't even comment, but when that drops, you let me know, because I would definitely love to listen.
Yes, I will have to. But I think we have a long way to go. But I totally get what you're saying there. Everything makes a lot of sense, especially just knowing what you guys go through to put out a project and fighting to get those songs on the track list and the singles. There's a lot that goes on. And mm-hmm. I know with this debut album, like I would say 90% to 95% of debut albums. There's no like featured artists or collaborators that like we can tangibly hear, although obviously every project has so many contributors behind it. But I guess in the future, is there like an artist or even like a band or someone that you're listening to right now that you would love to get into the studio with, whether that be songwriting or actually singing with?
Yeah, there's a million people I would love to collaborate with. I mean, I'm fans of a lot of people, but I don't know what my next music's going to sound like. But yeah, there's a million people I would love to be in the room with. So many talented people right now. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is rappers, just because that's a lot of the music I consume. Baby Keem's like my favorite artist right now. Him, Omar Apollo. He's not a rapper, but great songs. I'm still dying to get into the room with Ed Sheeran one day. If that ever happens, I'll die. There's a lot of small, like, up-and-coming artists that I think are just crushing it right now. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I have no idea. I just know I'm going to keep creating. And I hope that whatever happens is like feels good. Like, and it feels like we're jamming in the room, because I just love making music. I'm such a fan of this life and getting to do this.
Those are some really good answers. Honestly, I haven't heard Ed Sheeran in like a little while, so I'm happy to hear his name come up as a dream collaboration again.
He's just fucking sick. His first album is just unbelievable. No skips.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. I'm sorry to everyone who disagrees with that, but it's just, can't fight the truth. It's the best one.
Damn. I'm happy to hear you say that.
He was doing that all with the loop pedal. There was no one was overpowering his production at the time. I'm dead set on that. Like, that's where it was at. Honestly, I still love his stuff now, but that was like a different type of masterpiece that no one can touch.
2011 was a special time for sure. The looper pedal is so wild. You know, I just got the same looper pedal he has. I'm trying to learn it right now. It changes everything. It really has changed the game for like my live show and creating. I'm like, just watching videos of him do this shit is just mind-blowing. His live performances, just the amount of energy he can create with an acoustic guitar and his rhythm. And I always feel like his lyrics are so conversational and easy to understand. And like, I think it's great songwriting, and that's not just normal to be a great songwriter.
Definitely rare. Totally rare. He's doing it on his own. It's just so good. Love to hear his name again come up in the collaboration. I know you just talked a little bit about the looper pedal and doing shows. So I guess as a last question, what can fans look forward to soon? You know, will you be doing any performances? Is there like going to be more music videos dropping? What can you tease? What can you tell us before, you know, we wrap things up here?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the content side. Got some live performance videos coming out I'm pretty excited about. I've never really done that before. Just focused on like getting pieces for fans that can't make it to shows. And then in the fall, yeah, being on the road is definitely the focus right now. So keep your eyes peeled for shows in the fall.
All right. Well, that all sounds super exciting. I'm sure your fans are going to be ecstatic to hear that, because live shows are the best thing ever and they're finally back. So I'm always excited to hear about new shows popping up. But I do want to thank you again for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about your music. I loved the album. I know all of your fans are loving the album, and I can't wait to see what's next. I'm sure they can't wait to see what's next. And yeah, I'm interested to see, you know, where the music takes you, and we'll just all have to stick around. But thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and yeah, I enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. As always, huge thank you and shout out to Gavin for joining me today. Had such a fun time chatting about Plants, your new album, I Hate You Don't Leave Me, and so much more. Guys, go stream that album right now. Tweet and message Gavin what your favorite song is off of it. I think mine would have to be Lottery, but I'm also curious what songs you guys like. Follow him on streaming platforms. Follow him on Instagram. That'll all be linked in the description of this episode. And yeah, that's about it for today. You guys know the drill. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.